Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, the Occidental Center for the Arts presents Samba Noma on Friday, October 4th. I'm here with Samba Noma guitarist and organizer, Christian Foley Bining. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. You play acoustic guitar in this exciting ensemble, and tell us about maybe a little of your history as a musician and then putting this band together, Samba Noma.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And, well, I played music since I was 12 years old, but professionally for the last 30, 40 years. Mm. I studied at the Musicians Institute in Hollywood, and I taught there for 8, 9 years. And I started at Berklee Music School in Boston for a while. And so I did music my whole life. But how it's kind of interesting how I got into the Brazilian music when I was a teacher in Los Angeles at the Musician Institute. I had a student from Brazil, and he was my private student, and we became friends, and we started playing some gigs. And then I found out that he was an amazing composer. His name is Carlos Nius. So that brought me into the Brazilian music. You know, we played for years in Beverly Hills in a cafe. Every weekend we played Brazilian music with great musicians there, Mike Shapiro on drums. And so that really caught me, you know, for the Brazilian music.
Right.
So when I moved up here to Sonoma County in 2000, I played with all these musicians besides Ruth Ehlers, who moved here 4 years ago. But we just decided to do another band and do Brazilian music. And our bass player, Jim Passarell, came up with that great name, Samba Noma, Samba music in Sonoma County. You know, so I think it
perfect, right?
Sounds pretty good.
And so this is a Brazilian kind of a jazz sound.
It's Brazilian jazz. And we do a lot of unusual tunes. You know, sometimes people hear Brazilian jazz and they only think of Carlos Jobim, you know. And of course, we do Jobim tunes, but we do a lot of unusual tunes. Toninho Horta, Joao Bosco, Milton Nascimento, Hermeto Pascoal, and Ayrton. And then we also do some of my original tunes. So it's a great mixture, you know. And I play mainly acoustic guitar. I play a few tunes on electric, but it's that Brazilian nylon string sound, you know, we're going for.
Excellent. So. And then you've got, you were saying, Ruth Ehlers on saxophone and flute.
Yeah,
kind of
Ruth,
the front person in the band.
I met her maybe 2 years ago. I played in a rehearsal big band, and she was there. And Jim Passarell played with her before. So we decided together to do the Brazilian project. And she moved, I think, from Connecticut 4 years ago. And she's just an excellent player. She plays soprano sax, flute, baritone sax, and she's just real musical. And then Jim Passarell is on bass, electric bass, which fits that style of music actually the best. He plays upright too, but for this music it's electric. Mm. And Kendrick Freeman on drums. Kendrick I knew for 15, 20 years. He's an amazing drummer, and he's really into the Brazilian and Haitian music and all kinds of different beats, you know, so he's really an expert in that area, you know. So
great. Love it. So before people come see you on Friday, October 4th at the Occidental Center for the Arts, is there a website or a place where they can hear some music?
We don't have a recording yet. We're actually going in the studio next month. And, of course, I want to talk about the Occidental Center for the Arts. First of all, you know, I want to thank them for having great concerts. I just played there 2 weeks ago with Paul McCandless and my band, the Paul McCandless Christian Foley Bining collaboration. Hmm. And it's always fantastic there. People come to really listen to the music. You know, it's not like a bar where half of the people never listen. They sit down, listen, you know, and Andrea and the crew, they're doing such a wonderful job. You know, it's always a pleasure to be there. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, go see Samba Noma, October 4th. That's a 7:30 p.m. start time at the Occidental Center for the Arts. $15 at the door, and you can get some more info at OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Christian, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.